Expressed in our talk shows are not necessarily those of the staff, management, or ownership of WGCH Radio. It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Good evening, Greenwich, and welcome to another segment of the Greenwich Matters Show. As always, this show is for you, and we'll whatever we're talking about, whatever topic that we have, we'll break it any time when you call in, 661-5051, and we'll opine whatever is on your mind. So until then, I usually throw out stuff and we'll talk about it, and if you want to comment on what we're talking about, then join the conversation and just give us a call. A lot of stuff happening, a lot of big tragedy last night over the Potomac with the helicopter, Black Hawk, and the commercial airlines. A real tragedy, a lot of young athletes, a couple of Russian ice skating stars on that plane. No survivors, and it's just tragic that something like that has to happen.
Yeah.
And I don't know who's at fault, but there's so many questions that need to have answers as far as the air traffic controllers, the collision devices that are on the helicopter. Obviously, the one on the airplane wouldn't be any value because he was rear-ended, just like a rear-end accident by the helicopter, and being in the same airspace. So my money's on air traffic controllers.
See, you've just told me stuff I hadn't heard yet, Sam, that he had been rear-ended. This morning was the last time I heard any news about the whole thing, and of course the artist renderings of it showed a head-on collision. Now you tell me, no. Rear-ended.
No, he was rear-ended, and so there was no sight of vision. The helicopter pilot was underneath him, and came up, and so neither one had a view of the other. So that's what happened there.
Oh, that's just the kind of thing they talk about that happens at some of the air shows, that they try to run the planes in a pattern together, and one plane won't see the one above themselves very well.
Right.
Yep.
Right, exactly. So it's a real tragedy, and it shouldn't have happened, especially at night. And that is a busy corridor.
Yeah.
And that is part of the landing pattern to come into the airport. So some changes are going to have to be made and need to be made. And it's too many lights also.
Yeah.
That are around there. So something has to be done. I have complete confidence that it will get done now, because the prior transportation secretary was clueless,
mm-hmm.
Pete Buttigieg. I mean, it took him 6 months to go out to Palestine, Ohio, after that tragic chemical accident with the train.
Hmm.
And we've had so many different transportation tragedies that they're late on the gun. And then actually he was gone for like 12 weeks. He took off maternity leave for 12 weeks. You know, just said, I'm going. So things will get fixed now. So, but it is a tragedy.
Yeah.
The other thing.
Yes.
This freeze that Trump put out, and then it's now been rescinded by the Office of Budget Management. The sky was falling down, according to the Democrats. Chicken Little, the sky's falling. Everybody's going to go hungry, and the world's coming to an end. All the Democrats are running to the podium. Ah, we got Trump, finally, we got him. No, It got rescinded, but things are still in place as far as looking at each and individual agency that's been hemorrhaging money, our tax dollars, to places that are obscene. Bob, I don't know if you heard this, but I'm going to give you just one incident of wasteful spending. And see if you don't agree with me. Trump is doing the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
There was $50 million earmarked for Gaza. And the $50 million, you know what it was earmarked for?
No.
Condoms.
What? What?
$50 million earmarked for condoms for Gaza.
That's ridiculous.
That was the final straw, I guess, for a lot of people. First of all, there's nothing standing in Gaza. And I think the last thing that they're thinking about is using condoms. But do you know who uses the condoms?
No.
Hamas. You know what they use them for?
Bombs.
They use them for bombs.
Yeah.
They blow them up with helium. They put chemical bombs in them and float them over Israel. But $50 million for condoms?
Yeah, that's the other thing. It's like, how many condoms do you need?
Talk about getting... I mean, come on. And they're out there defending stuff like that? And there's another agency, Catholic Charities. Oh, they're worried about Catholic Charities? Catholic Charities made $2.5 billion helping to bring in illegals over the border into our country. They went from making $200,000 a year to $2.5 billion last year, facilitating illegals coming into our country.
So the illegals were paying them to be...
They were getting money from the federal government to facilitate bringing them in.
Oh.
That was the money being given to Catholic Charities. And then we set up that web page so that the illegals could fly in rather than have to come across the border walking. And they could make reservations on the website to any city in the United States they can fly to. And we were paying for it. This was out of control. And they try to go and say, Social Security, Medicare, food stamps, they're not going to get their money. He's freezing. No. Those agencies were never attacked. All of that stuff was going to be going out business as usual. It was the nonprofits that they were going to take a look at before they released the money. Hmm. Not that they weren't going to get it, but was it justified? And what was it being used for? That's the whole thing.
Okay.
So what they did was put out their misinformation, which they're famous for, running to the podium. So Trump says, okay, we're not going to have that. We're going to shut this down immediately. And the Office of Budget Management Policy rescinded the order, but now they say nothing changes. There's no lawsuit now. And he's going to look at it case by case now.
Mm.
So nothing's changed. And people aren't going to go hungry. And then that can be put out. So we'll get it fixed. It's just unbelievable on how these Democrats work. And I'm telling you, a lot of them, Adam Schiff got exposed today in his hearing for the CIA, FBI director. And the reason why they're going after him, because he knows where all the skeletons are. And they're all worried about it. They're going to get nailed. They're saying, will you, if your boss tells you to to go after an individual, will you go after them? And he said, Senator, I will follow the letter of the law. If they broke the law, we will investigate. And they asked the question, if Donald Trump tells you to go investigate somebody, Senator, I will follow the letter of the law. If they didn't break the law, they have nothing to worry about.
Seems pretty
simple. So he wanted him to say
straightforward.
Straightforward. Yeah. What was that, Bob?
It seems pretty simple and straightforward, the answer.
Yeah, I would think. Yeah. I would think, yeah. And then when we're gonna take a break.
Okay.
And when we come back, there's one individual that we're gonna talk about, spend some time on it, who writes on the opinion page of the Greenwich Time. It was in Sunday's paper, and I've been stewing over it since Sunday when I first read it, and I couldn't wait for tonight's show so I could talk about it.
Okay.
This David Rafferty, who not only drinks the Kool-Aid, but I think he makes it also. And we're gonna dissect his column that he wrote Sunday and show you what an idiot that he is. So 661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Nobody knows like Finocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Finocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Finocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Finocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Finocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346.
Okay, we're back. 661-5051. As promised, I want to talk about this article written by David Rafferty. Some of his statements and conclusions. I'll start out by reading the whole thing. He says, what is a pardon? And he doesn't know what it is either, and I'll get into it. What is a pardon? Like so many other things, many of the civic challenged who put Trump back in power don't understand. What they don't understand is that a pardon is not what they think it is. Yes, January 6th, domestic terrorists received pardons last week. But that does not mean that they didn't commit a crime. A pardon is forgiveness by the authority granting it for a crime committed. an expression for forgiveness that can help eliminate some of the consequences of the conviction. Let me say that in another way. For the civic... this is good. Because if you don't agree with him, you're challenged civically by civics, okay? Civically challenged. Let me say it another way. For the civics challenged, just because you got a pardon doesn't mean you're not a criminal. Now, keep that in mind, what he just said. Just because you got a pardon doesn't mean you're not a criminal. In fact, it's very obvious admission of a criminal wrongdoing to accept a pardon. Now, let me see. Pardon. Joe Biden, on his way out the door, pardoned his entire family. David, does that mean that they admitted that they're criminals and they committed a crime? Everybody in his family. And the January 6th committee. They must have committed a crime. Is that why they got a pardon? Because according to you, you're a criminal if you accept a pardon. Because you're saying very clearly that you committed a crime. According to you. Does that only count for Republicans, not Democrats? Let me go on. Receiving a pardon means you're guilty, but you no longer have to face some of the legal consequences for the crime that you committed. The domestic terrorist who broke into the Capitol, he says, but I've seen the video. They didn't break in. The doors were open. They were let in. And some of them were even escorted by Capitol Police. So I just want to make that point. Who broke into the Capitol and destroyed property, beat up and even killed police officers. David, I don't know of any police officer that was killed. Can you name those police officers that were killed? I can tell you the one person who was murdered by a Capitol Police officer, an unarmed veteran woman who was shot by a Capitol Police officer through a glass door. That's the only one I know who was murdered, and there was no consequence and no investigation on the Capitol Police officer who murdered that citizen that killed officers, attempted a coup against the United States of America. There was no coup attempt. They did all of that. In many cases, the courts found those caught, charged, and indicted and to be found guilty, which was a kangaroo court. There were people that were denied their due process. There were people right up until Trump got elected still imprisoned without being charged. Whatever happened to a speedy trial? What happened to that right under the Constitution, the right to a speedy trial? It's 4 years and it weren't even brought to trial. Weren't even offered a hearing or a bond. Some have been serving prison sentences, not with the presidential pardon, from a man who knows no shame. Yeah, we know who that is, Joe Biden, and cares nothing about the American way of life or the rule of law, Joe Biden. They are thinking, see, I did nothing wrong, Joe Biden again. Except they're still domestic terrorists and criminals who committed crimes against the people and the people's property of the United States. Treasonous thugs. Bob, do you know anybody who is charged with treason?
I do not. Only...
No, I don't either.
I'll tell you, the whole thing makes me wonder, what if they were charged properly, what would they have been charged with? Trespassing?
Trespassing. Trespassing.
And admittedly, some of them were doing damage. Those inner doors...
And I have my thoughts on that, too.
Oh, okay.
Those were outside agitators brought in to create the disturbance that they created.
Hmm.
I personally believe that. Because what other reason would they refuse the 10,000 troops that were authorized by President Trump?
That really is questionable.
Okay.
What the heck happened there? Yeah.
Right. Why did they deny him? So let's go on. Treasonous thugs who very likely think that this pardon absolves them of all blame and washes away their criminal record clean. It does not. At some point, one of these pardoned Connecticut terrorists, such as Patrick McCauley and Richard Markey, both of whom beat police officers on January 6th, will apply for a job, and then he or she will committing another crime when they answer no to the question, have you ever been convicted of a crime? And you know they'll do it because the domestic terrorists are also core constituency of stupids referenced earlier. So we're all stupid because we don't agree with them. They will go to their graves believing they did nothing wrong, that this pardon has simply washed away an unsightly stain on their otherwise patriotic lives. Again, it has not. Take Daniel Rodriguez, who was arrested, pleaded guilty, and sentenced to prison for tasering an officer, and Michael Fanone on that day causing a cardiac arrest while texting. Anyway, Rodriguez and Kalansky had received pardons. Fanone and his family continued to be attacked by MAGA brown shirts for speaking out, and millions of Americans still perversely believe they and these criminals were on the side of law and order. Do you know someone who participated in an insurrection? Here we go again with misinformation and lies. Bob, was anyone ever charged with an insurrection?
I don't know.
No, there wasn't.
Okay.
Not one person. Not one person was charged with insurrection.
Yet that's the word president that gets used constantly.
Right.
Armed and insurrection is what gets used.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And the thing that they were armed with was cell phones.
Pretty powerful, right? Actually, but not, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Not deadly. Well, maybe.
And Trump wasn't even charged with insurrection.
Oh.
In the January 6th case that they held, that phony board committee that committed a crime by destroying all the evidence. Did you know that, Bob? All the evidence that they compiled and presented for that trial against Trump, they destroyed. They shredded it.
Really?
There's nothing that is left.
That in itself is a crime. Seems kind of dishonest. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, why would they shred it if there's nothing wrong? Why would they need a pardon if they're not criminal? According to Rafferty, if you accept the pardon, you did something wrong. Otherwise, you wouldn't need the pardon, according to Rafferty. And now he's saying that they participated in an insurrection, an attempt to overthrow the government on January 6th. There was no attempt to overthrow the government. They were out there protesting the election, which is the right of every American citizen to protest. Let's not mince words here. Shall we, if you're reading this, there's a very strong likelihood that you either know personally or know someone tangibly or someone who participated in it. Revealed in an otherwise supported attempt to overthrow the government. Nobody tried to overthrow the government on January 6th. Did you see armed people there going in to try to have a coup and take over the government? I didn't see this. This was not Cuba, Castro militants coming into the Capitol. These were protesters. Just like every other protest, like the peaceful BML protesters, the Black Lives Matter group, who burned down half the city, and not one of them was ever arrested? And okay, if you have respect, go ahead, Bobby.
I'm sorry. You've gotten a phone caller.
Oh, let's take it.
All right.
Hope it's Rafferty.
It's Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
Hi, Don.
Listen, you were asking if anybody died. There was a police officer, Sidnick, S-I-C-K-N-I-C-K, died the next day. He was assaulted by other people. No, it's proof.
3 days.
Sam, it's proof.
Days later, he died.
No, he died the next day. I'm Googling it right now.
Yeah, of what? What did he die of? A bullet wound?
He died of a heart problem that was caused by the situation. And there were if this thing was not a kind of a takeover, then you tell me, why the hell did they break the damn windows? Why did they smash the doors? Why did they smash all the other stuff? A peaceful protest goes down the street, they yell and scream and all the other stuff and have signs. They don't
was
go
that
into
like
the chamber and start
assaulting
people.
Was that like the CNN?
I got nothing else to say. Other than also, all I'll right. say one other thing. I saw Trump today on television. He spent about a half a minute or 2 minutes reading, believe it or not, reading about the plane crash last night, the collision. And then he goes on and rants and raves all about his way, how he did things in when he was president and now how Biden undid and Obama undid, and now he's going to redo this and he's going to save him. You know, that guy, he's got a screw loose somewhere, Sam.
Yeah.
Please.
Yeah,
this thing is
so sad he had to read it.
Wait until you see what happens over the next year.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to pay less for my gas.
I have no sympathy for any of the people that are causing trouble that immigrated in here illegally. But I do have sympathy for some of the people that came through legally, had a kid here, and now he's going to start to deport.
No, that's
Does
not true.
Does this remind me that's, of 1944, 43, that's, 42,
that's
41?
Misinformation.
In Germany, when Hitler did this?
Misinformation,
sent them to concentration
Don.
Camps
Don.
To kill him?
You're misinforming people.
No.
He's not going after the people who came here legally.
Sam,
where did you get that from?
Not he's after illegally. That is a broad.
Where did you get that from, Don? Where did you get that?
Sam, I've read about. No,
you.
He's talked about.
Where in the New York Times?
Coming here, having a baby. Now the baby isn't an American citizen anymore.
No, they're not.
Guaranteed by the 14th Amendment. He should read
a
book.
If you came, no, that's not what it says.
No. Sam, I'm,
if you
I'm
came
cool
here,
I hope he gets impeached sometime between now and the end of his term. And he's even thinking of wanting to try and change the thing so he can run 8 years instead of four.
From your lips to God's ears.
No, it was on the radio and television the other day.
I heard what it was
good
said.
Evening. Thank you anyway.
Now, misinformation. Total misinformation. First of all, he's not going after the people who came here through the front door and are legally here and got a green card and are working and had a baby. Those aren't the people he's talking about. The people he's talking about are the people who broke the law by committing a felony and came into this country and had a baby just so they can have an anchor baby so they can stay here. The 14th Amendment doesn't read the way people are interpreting it. So let the Supreme Court now interpret it what our forefathers wanted to have. And we'll have a constitutional look at it, and the Supreme Court will rule on it. But he's not going after people who came here legally and had babies. Those people, the babies are American citizens by birthright. They came legally. They didn't break down the front door. They didn't come in by the millions. I can't wait for the Trump policies to go into effect, and a lot of people are going to be having salt with their crow, because things are going to be much better if things were out of control. the country's out of control, and things are going to get fixed real quick.
Let's take a break,
so where
Sam.
Were we?
Well, let's take a break.
661. Yeah. All right. 661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Increasing cloudiness for tonight in the low 20s with wind chills in the teens, then cloudy for tomorrow. Freezing rain before 8 a.m., then rain after around 40. Wind chills early will hover between 20 and 30 with little or no ice expected, mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. Rain showers likely before 1 a.m., then snow, freezing rain, and sleet possible with little or no ice accumulation. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Do not invite car thieves to our community. Do not leave your keys in your car. Lock your car. Lock it or lose it. A message brought to you by Greenwich Matters.
In 1976, Mario Gabelli laid the foundation of what would become a landmark in asset management. Today, Gabelli Funds manages $30 billion in assets for individuals and institutions alike. At Gabelli, located here in Greenwich, we don't just manage investments, we cultivate them through rigorous, bottom-up research, ensuring every decision is grounded in value and opportunity. Our investment solutions are diverse: value, growth, convertibles, and fixed income, crafted for the discerning investor who seeks more than just returns, but a partner who invests with purpose and insight. Experience investment guidance that's as personalized as it is powerful. Our commitment to you is echoed in every strategy, every insight, every risk-adjusted return. To discuss your investment plans, give our teammate Katie Durkin a call at 203-529-7525 or visit us at gabelli.com.
Gabelli Funds, LLC, is a registered investment advisor with the Securities and Exchange Commission and is a wholly owned subsidiary of GAMCO Investors, Inc., ticker symbol GAMI.
Drivers who switch and save with Progressive could save hundreds. With that kind of money, you could go big time and switch to the expensive shampoo with amino acids. Sure, you don't know what those are or why you need them, but it sounds very impressive. And if you switch and save hundreds, you can massage it into your scalp every day. Now, if only you can get people to lean toward your head to smell those aminos. Switch to Progressive and you could save big time. For shampoo. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in all states. Potential savings will vary.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with more of the legendary sounds of Frank Sinatra. So, how many number one albums did Mr. Sinatra have? And which ones sold the most? And how many weeks did they stay on the chart? All of this on this week's Sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
This Sunday evening from 5 till 7 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Welcome back. 661-5051 if you want to get in the mix. So, Bobby, I guess that CNN reporter who was in Seattle saying that we're having a peaceful protest here with BLM, standing there, and in the meantime, the city is on fire behind them. He said, we're having a peaceful protest. That was a peaceful protest. Half the city was burned down. They took over the police station, and they commandeered it and said, this is an autonomous zone. We now own it. We're not part of the United States. That was a peaceful protest. Nobody was arrested. Nobody broke anything, huh? They burned the frickin' city down is what they did.
And it sounds like a coup to me. I mean, if you want to coups, that's a lot closer to it there.
Let's put a different spin on something. Say I'm in a car accident, and I rear-ended somebody with my car, and I get a ticket for driving too fast, and I crash into the car, and the next day, the guy dies of a heart attack. Am I going to be charged with negligent homicide with a motor vehicle?
Possibly.
Well, according to Don, I killed the guy.
Well,
not that the guy had a bad heart to start with. Otherwise, you wouldn't have had a heart attack. There must be an underlying condition to start with.
I guess
you had blocked artery.
Talking about a slight bump from the behind, no, then probably not. But
No, I'm just saying there was an accident. I rear-ended him. He didn't go to the hospital after the accident.
Oh, well, that's different.
And he had a heart attack the next day.
Yeah.
Did I kill him?
But there'll be somebody.
Come on.
It'll be in. You know, there's going to be an investigation. But I don't. I think they'll.
Well,
they'll decide that you did not. Yeah.
So there's no negligent homicide. I didn't kill. He had a heart attack. He had a blockage. Whether he had a heart attack then or now, he had an underlying condition to start with. To say that he was killed because of that is wrong. I'm sorry. anyway,
wouldn't you feel kind of bad for having done that?
What, for having an accident?
Yeah, realizing that
the accident happened.
Yeah, but they don't always end up with such horrendous results.
Coincidentally, the guy had a heart attack the next day. I was working on my pool. I was fine. All of a sudden, I had a heart attack because I had an underlying condition of a blocked artery. So if I was in my car and somebody got me in an accident, would I blame them for my heart attack? No. I didn't kill them. So that's my point. To say that he was killed by the people who protested.
Well,
anyway.
Was he one of the ones that got beat up or not?
No. He was one of the security people, one of the police officers.
Oh.
He dies the next day from a heart attack. How can you say that he was murdered because of the insurrection? Well, he got too excited and his blood pressure went up? Well, that could happen, yeah, but a lot of people, their blood pressure goes up and your adrenaline gets rushed. If you're healthy and you don't have any blocked arteries, you're not going to die. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay.
I got Rafferty out of my system.
But, yeah, I don't believe you.
but there nobody was charged with an insurrection.
No.
Okay? And I'm sick and tired of hearing insurrection. And to this day, every one of the Democrats say it. Okay? And God forbid, Donald Trump had to read something. Oh, my God, what a sin. He didn't have it memorized. He had to read it. Actually, he had to read it. What a sin.
He's trying to improve what he says in those situations.
Yeah.
Let's give him some credit.
Oh, my God. Anyway, when you're biased, you're biased. Okay. Now, in the state of Connecticut, we got a lot of problems. We got, infrastructure problems. We have flooding. We have all kinds of problems. We have budget problems and health care issues. So what does the legislature want to open up and get involved in? School start times. That is a pressing thing for the residents of the state of Connecticut.
Wait a minute. You mean what time, our state government wants to get involved in that?
Yeah. on what time the kids are going to start school? Give me a freaking break, okay? We don't need our legislators wasting time on when our kids are going to go to school in the morning. We have local school boards that decide these issues, that the parents of the towns that decide that vote for.
Yeah.
We support our tax dollars go to that. Let us decide what time we're going to start our kids to go to school. And I don't know about these national surveys that they go look at. It says here, the average school start time for public high schools in the United States is around 8 p.m., according to the National Center for Educational Statistics. But
I mean, Connecticut, I think you mean 8 a.m., right?
Yeah, did I say 8 p.m.?
Yeah.
8 a.m.
Yes.
But Connecticut's even earlier, with the average school day starting at 7:39, prompting a discussion and the legislative proposals about whether it's time for a change. Exactly what time school should start has long been debated, not by me, maybe by them, in Connecticut and around the country, and with advocates arguing the extra added benefits for productivity is well-being a while others say there are too many logistical hurdles between school buses. And it's true. There's a lot to this time. As a matter of fact, when we changed it, there was such confusion several years ago about that because of the logistics with the school busing, their schedules. There's only so many school buses that have to service all the schools in every district, and they have different start times. It's a nightmare, a scheduling nightmare.
And it's a different school bus company for each of the school areas that are used. It's not something that you could look at in by the state.
Exactly. And then there's the activities and the parental scheduling, people's jobs. I mean, there's so much that go into it. Stay the hell out of it, okay? And hopefully, you know what? Hopefully, the Trump administration, when they get rid of the education secretary in Washington and push everything back to the states and local government, maybe all of this crap will stop. So stay out of the school system. There's too much to contend with. Parents have lives. They have jobs. There's the after-school activities, before-school activities. There's extracurriculum study groups. There's all kinds of stuff. And you want to make a time change, it's just going to create havoc. Stay the hell out of our lives, okay? Thank you very much. So, enough said about that.
Okay. Then.
So, Bobby, we had...
Let's take our last break of the hour. How about that?
Oh, all right. Mm. Oh, we're there already. Okay, yes. 661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Dora Song from Greenwich Library, calling all history buffs and family tree explorers. Greenwich Library is offering a unique research workshop that will change how you discover your family's history. Join us on Thursday, February 13th from 4 to 5 p.m. in the Learning Lab for a special program, Look Into the Past, Digital Newspapers and Archives for Genealogy and Historical Research. This 90-minute seminar will show you how to navigate digital newspaper archives dating back to 1877, explore extensive digital image collections, and uncover fascinating historical details about your family and community. Register now by visiting greenwichlibrary.org or calling our reference desk at 203-622-7910. This is Dora Somm from Greenwich Library and 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time.
For three.
Yeah, he got it. With no time left, it went in.
Huskies march on.
Drives inside the alley, and he crammed it home.
Very long one. Good.
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
Okay, we're back. 661. 5051, if you want to get in the mix. I love lively debates, Bob.
Well, you haven't had, well, you and Don, a little bit.
Yeah, I'd
but
like,
Don didn't want to really debate with you. He just wanted to let you know what he thought and hang up.
Yeah, I know. I love Don, though. I really do.
Well, yeah.
I do. I love Don. I've known him a long time, and he's a good person. He really is. Oh, it says here, Tony Capasso of J House, Riverside, was seen on Monday night, Fox 5 New York's Good Night New York,
oh,
which airs 10 p.m. with host Ryan Casper, entertainment reporter for Good Day New York, and Crystal Young, reporter for Good Day New York. Capasso and his chef, Gary Vogelbach, I guess, were featured on the episode with some of the restaurant's popular dishes and desserts. Featured on the same episode was actor Michael Imperioli. Everybody know who Michael Imperioli is?
Yeah.
From The Sopranos.
Yeah.
Sopranos. He played Christopher, Tony Soprano's nephew on The Sopranos. Perhaps he's best known for his work on HBO series, The Sopranos. Nice picture here of Tony Capasso and Michael Imperioli and the chef. Have you been to J House, Bob?
You know, I haven't, but that's just I'm a slug that stays home all the time. That's my problem.
Yeah. Well, I'll take you there for lunch one day.
All right.
We'll go for lunch. It's great food, fantastic. Tony, the maitre d', he's a great guy, too. He's full of trivia questions, and he'll give you trivia questions, if you answer it, you'll get a drink. But he's like an encyclopedia of trivia.
Interesting.
Any subject, he's just masterful that way. He really is. And he's a great host. Great host. Okay. What are we going to talk about? I think we've
been on the highway recently, have you? Haven't you? Our I-95?
Oh, yes, every day. Every day.
How do you like the way it sounds?
Well, they haven't finished paving yet.
Oh, they haven't?
No, that's the... They skim coated it. They're going to pave. That's not permanent.
All right. Because I'm like...
It's groove.
It's like I'm playing a symphony of some sort. All kinds of sounds.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, down here in the Greenwich.
Yeah.
between exit
3
two
and 5?
And,
or, oh, yeah, it could be 2,
and
yeah.
And it stops after that.
But they
skimmed it. I guess they smoothed it out for a while.
Yeah.
But I tell you what, now that you brought that up,
yeah,
the paving contractor that they hired to do the resurfacing,
mm-hmm,
I think they're the worst paving contractor we ever had.
Oh.
And if you notice, the lines don't match. I mean, I don't ever remember seeing the width of the asphalt. It's not consistent with the way I'm used to seeing paving done, and nice clear cut lines that blend into each other.
Hmm.
This seems like it's hodgepodge. It seems, I don't know, just doesn't seem like it's neat. Have you seen any of the new paving?
Well, apparently I haven't seen the new paving. I've only seen this skim coat, you call it. So.
Yeah. We come down, head south on 95 from Stanford, and you'll see it.
Oh, I see.
It's terrible, really. Hmm. I was going to tell Ned the next time I see him or give him a call that whoever this contractor was, they did a bum job for his time, because I'd never seen it so bad.
Hmm.
Matter of fact, the skim coat and the loud noise is better than what the paving is.
Oh, dear.
I'll take that over the paving.
Well, I thought they were actually going to leave it that way, because I thought it probably is good traction in the wet and such. But maybe not. I don't know.
No, that's temporary.
Okay. All right.
And besides, you know, I think the actually because the asphalt plants are really closed now for the winter, and there's only one plant I think in Mount Vernon that's open for emergency stuff. So that's why there's nothing really going on right now.
Ah.
And that'll probably wait until the spring, until the plants open back up again.
I see.
So, well, I guess, you know, we're getting close to finishing out this hour. We only got about another 3 minutes or so left.
Yep.
And can't get into very much. I see that our first selectman, Camillo, detailed the budget. Our budget now has increased 4.33% in total spending for the town. And that number equivocates to $523 million. So we broke the half a billion mark.
I suspect we're still lower than everyone else in the area. Well, I don't know what happened to Sam. He was here a second ago. We have just a matter of a couple of minutes before the top of the hour anyway. I'm just going to play a commercial. Because I'm not Sam. I'm not prepared to talk about the subject matters. So stay with us, everyone. We're going to go to the top of the hour with these commercials, then play 5 minutes of national news, and then go into the second hour of Greenwich Matters.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
This is your community radio station, serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan is mourning the deaths of six people killed in the collision of an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter over Washington, D.C.
Retired U.S. Olympic figure skater Nancy Kerrigan couldn't hold back the tears as she talked about the tragedy at a news conference Thursday. Two young figure skaters, two of their parents, and two coaches from the Skating Club of Boston were among those killed when an American Airlines flight and an Army helicopter collided Wednesday night. Kerrigan says upon hearing about the tragedy, she came to the skating club.
I don't come here that often, and I just didn't know what else to do, so I just thought I needed to be with some friends.
Older members of the skating club say the accident reminds them of when the entire U.S. figure skating team was lost in an airline crash in 1961 in Belgium. I'm Donna Warder.
Tulsi Gabbard faced tough questions Thursday about past comments about Russia, Syria, and government leaker Edward Snowden during a Senate confirmation hearing on her nomination to lead the U.S. Intelligence Service. Gabbard speaks with Republican Senator Susan Collins about accusations against her.
Have you ever knowingly met with any members, leaders, or affiliates of Hezbollah?
No, and it is an absurd accusation.
Gabbard traveled to Syria in 2017 to meet with then-President Bashar al-Assad, a visit that angered lawmakers from both parties who said she helped legitimize an accused war criminal and key ally of Russia and Iran. Lawmakers also heard today from President Trump's nominee to be FBI Director Kash Patel and from Robert F. Kennedy Jr. to be Health and Human Services Director. On Wall Street, the Dow by 168 points, more at Town Hall.
Heard me talk about Relief Factor and how so many people enjoy a better, more pain-free life because of it. If you're dealing with everyday pain, it makes sense you'd want to try it first. Well, Relief Factor makes that pretty pain-free, too, with their three-week quick start kit for only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Relief Factor doesn't just mask pain temporarily. It helps reduce or eliminate pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF, 800-4-RELIEF for Relief Factor.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
The U.S. economy maintained modest growth in 2024.
The economy grew at a solid pace in the last quarter of last year. Consumer spending continues to drive growth. From October through December, the gross domestic product, the economy's output of goods and services, expanded at a 2.3% annual rate. It was slightly below what economists were expecting. The report from the Commerce Department also showed persistent inflationary pressure at the end of 2024. For the year, the economy grew at a healthy 2.8%. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Apple on Thursday disclosed its iPhone sales dipped slightly during the holiday season quarter, signaling a sluggish start to the trend-setting company's effort to catch up to the rest of big tech and the race to bring artificial intelligence to the masses. The iPhone's roughly 1% drop in revenue wasn't entirely unexpected. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A sophisticated cigarette smuggling ring is busted in Europe.
The investigation began when a container arrived in Belgium packed with cigarettes instead of what was supposed to be construction material destined for Germany. A cross-border operation was launched. Detectives found the same method had been used to smuggle over 150 containers filled with cigarettes into the EU. The cigarettes were manufactured in Turkey and Iran, exported to ports worldwide, reloaded and brought into EU ports using forged sea freight documents.
BBC correspondent Anna Holligan reporting. Panama President José Raúl Mulino said there will be no negotiation with the U.S. over ownership of the Panama Canal. He also says he hopes Secretary of State Marco Rubio's upcoming visit will allow them to focus on shared interests like migration. More at townhall.com.
From the WGCH Weather Center.
Increasing cloudiness for tonight in the low 20s with wind chills in the teens, then cloudy for tomorrow. Freezing rain before 8 a.m., then rain after around 40. Wind chills early will hover between 20 and 30 with little or no ice expected, mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. Rain showers likely before 1 a.m., then snow, freezing rain, and sleet possible with little or no ice accumulation. If your bathtub is making you fearful, call Safe Step Walk-In Tubs to transform your current concerns. With a free shower package and therapeutic options available, call 800-644-0765. I'm meteorologist Chris Rosh on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Greenwich has its own sports talk program. Doubleheader weekday afternoons at 4 on 1490 WGCH. Join me, Rob Adams, as we talk about all sports, high schools, youth sports, college, the pros, and anything else. It's your show, so let's make it interactive. It's lively and it's fun. Call me at 203-661-5051 and be a part of it. That's Doubleheader, weekdays at 4 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
It's time now for that informative issues and answers show, Greenwich Matters, where your host, Sam Romeo, will keep you up to date on the political scene in Greenwich, along with decisions made at the state and federal levels that impact Greenwich. And, of course, he'll take your calls at 661-5051. That's 661-5051. And now, here is your host, Sam Romeo.
Welcome back, Greenwich. We're here to take your call. So if you like, we're here. You got the number, 661-5051, and we'll opine on whatever you want to talk about. So let's see. It looks like Donald Trump is keeping his word as far as deporting illegals. They have ICE raids all over the place. Chicago, Detroit, right here in Connecticut, too, hitting the big cities. And I think that I think they've gotten rid of over 5,000 criminals to date, Bob, in the first week. That sounds like a lot, but it's not a lot.
I was going to say, how many more are they going to get?
No, they gotta do a lot better than that.
Wow.
I mean, they're really moving along, but 5,000 is not enough. They gotta pack them planes up and keep moving 24/7. It was very interesting because the first batch of, I think he had like 160 and two planes. I think they only can get 80 on the planes that they're using to transport them. So they had two planes flying to Colombia, and the Colombian president wouldn't let them land, and he turned them around. And Trump called them up and said, you turned our planes around. We want you to take back your people. We're not taking them back. He says, okay, fine, don't take them back. But Monday morning, this was on the weekend, Monday morning, we're going to start a 25% tariff on all goods coming from Colombia. And then the following week is going to go up to 50%. Well, within 2 hours, the Colombian president said, no, Mr. President, I will send my presidential planes to pick them up. And they came and picked them up and took them back. Whoa. So much for not taking them back. So he's not gonna play games. America's back. We're in control. Nobody's going to take advantage of us. The border is closed. Not like when Mayorkas said the border is closed, and they got, while he's talking to Congress, they're playing the video with hordes and hordes of people storming the border, coming across like an ant farm. And he said, oh, no, it's closed. It's secure. How ridiculous they are. So, he's keeping his word as far as that goes. So I'm glad to see that. And then what gets me, too, is people say, well, the Democrats, where are you going to get all the money to send these people back? It's going to cost us a lot of money. Duh. What about the money we're spending to keep them here?
Yeah.
What about that money?
Or brought them
here. How much you think that's costing to keep them here? We got a one-time charge sending them back. So everyone we send back, we're saving hundreds of thousands of dollars between the health care, housing, food stamps, you name it. We're saving money for everyone we send back. I forget what the number was and how much we spent last year. I think it was like $100 billion to take care of the illegals. You're not supposed to say illegals, but they are illegal. That's where the money's going to come from, the money that we're going to save by sending them back. Also, they're worried about the raids. Everybody said, oh, they're looking over their shoulders. They're living in fear. Well, if you did nothing wrong, what are you fearful of? It's like getting a pardon, right? What do you get a pardon if only if you did something wrong? According to Rafferty. So the whole Biden family and a whole January 6th committee, and all those senators who got pardons must have done something wrong, according to Rafferty, because you wouldn't need a pardon unless you did something illegal. Well, I'm just going by what he said. Bob, I found a perfect house for you.
Really?
Yeah, it was on the front page of Tuesday's Greenwich Time on the back portion, the lower,
it must,
lower half.
It must be gone by now, then.
Yeah, these houses are hard to find. It's, I think it has like 18 acres somewhere.
Wow.
Right? It's in Conyers Farm. It's got its own name, too. It's called Stonehaven. It's a 17-room Greenwich mansion. And it's only on the market for $19 million. Yeah. I think it has 9 bathrooms.
I mean, in Greenwich, you can get away with actually saying that, and it means something to say it's only $19 million.
It's a fixer-upper.
It probably is, sad
it
to say.
It needs some tender care.
Yeah.
Says here, some of the amenities include finished basement. Hey, that's something. An in-home fitness center. It's got a media room, a home theater, a wine cellar, and here, this is the best. It's got a butler's pantry. Okay? It also has an in-law suite, set up apartment for the rest of the house.
That's all I need.
Staircase.
Just give me that.
Yep. It has its own staircase inside the suite. It has a kitchenette, a full bathroom, a sitting room, and a bedroom. That's all you need. Right?
Yeah.
How much more you need? It has 9 bathrooms, 5 half bathrooms. They must like to read a lot. Anyway.
Yeah.
Really?
That or they like doing cleaning in a long schedule. Of sorts.
Yeah. But, yeah.
I'll
but
use you that know, you one know upstairs, and then I'll use, yeah.
Yeah. What I don't like about the house is that it only has a 3-car garage.
Yeah, what the heck?
With all that, only a 3-car garage? I mean, come on. This kind of house should have at least a 4-car garage or a garage with a lift in it so you can park underneath it. Or have an elevator so you can go down underneath the house. Because there are some houses here in Greenwich that have elevators that they have garages, indoor garages, under their houses.
Wow.
Yeah, I bet you didn't know that.
Well, yeah, actually, I knew there was one that had that. I didn't know there was more than one.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm. There's some fancy homes here. So there's right down the street from us, Bobby, our studio, the Armory.
Yeah.
Yep, they plan on doing some development there, turning into housing.
Wow.
They plan to put in 6 condominium units there on Mason Street. And there's a rendering of it here on the...
Will they tear down the building, or are they going to
there's going to be some changes, but also they're going to have to keep the building because it has historical designation on it now.
So they
considered a lot of different versions of it, and they finally agreed to this final one, and the Historic District Commission would allow 6 residential units to the site, and preserving the armory and a substantial portion of the so-called drill shed where the National Guard personnel once carried out exercises and approvals. Hmm. The approvals will yield a 3-story structure, a 2-level parking garage. The developers will retain the historical existing armory and drill shed and the existing office spaces. The Army is listed as part of the National Registry of Historic Places, which was designated and the Greenwich Avenue Corridor as a major historic resource. The property owner, Helen Nitkin, and the developer sought historic overlay designation of the site. The process gives the developers an incentive to preserve the historic structures in return for some leniency on not meeting the standards of the zoning code. So, I'm glad they, I hope they keep the facade. I remember when they used to hold drills there, Bobby.
Really?
It was an active building.
Well, that make, yeah. Remembering that day on your show when the two women came in to talk about the scenic route that Palmer's Hill was going to become, and you talked about all the stuff that happened when you were a kid in Greenwich. Wow. That was just amazing. That was great stuff.
Yeah, I tell you, you're going back and, you know, if something spurts the memory, it's in my memory banks, in that brain of mine, and something will happen and I'll remember a certain thing, and it's like opening up a history book. And it's funny you should mention Abigail and the girls, Frances. I got an email from her yesterday, and they want to have lunch, so I'm going to have lunch with them next Tuesday. And we're going to talk about the success of the Scenic Road Ordinance. And they invited me to lunch, and I'm going to sit with them. And maybe we'll have them come back on the show again.
They need to put up some signs and stuff, don't they? Or has that already happened?
Yes. Yeah. Maybe we can we'll talk about that, and we'll talk about marking some stuff. Plus, I said I am going to be this summer doing the bus tour. I don't know how they want to dress me, whether it be a Minuteman or a pilgrim or who knows what. I'm going to give a historical tour and I guess be a tour guide for North Mianus.
Interesting.
I'm a little bit of a historian when it comes to the hamlet of North Mianus. Actually, it had a couple of nicknames. One was Dumpling Pond, and the other was Skunk Hollow. Now, you ask, why Skunk Hollow? You ask?
Well, okay, I'm asking.
Why you ask? Well, down here at the bridge where the bridge crosses, to the right, if you're coming down from Stanford and going to Valley Road, Palmer Hill Road, from the Valley Road, to the left, there used to be a lot of skunk cabbage.
Oh.
Used to grow there along the Mianus River.
Mm-hmm.
If you hit it with a stick, it smelled just like a skunk.
Yeah.
Skunk cabbage. And what the benefit of that was, I do not know. But I don't believe there's any more skunk cabbage there. I don't know what happened to it, if it died off. But, you know, when they built the condominiums there at Millett's Crossing, I just don't see any more of that vegetation there. But there is a lot of conservation land that was set aside that allowed them to build those condominiums there. But I don't know what happened to the skunk cabbage. But that was one of its nicknames.
Well, you know, skunk cabbage probably keeps the animals from eating it because it smells so bad.
Yeah.
You know, but it's a little self-preservation, I think, is what that's about.
Well, what was its usefulness?
Keeping the animals from eating it. I mean, you know, plant doesn't grow itself to be eaten. The plant thinks it's grown itself to become bigger. That's all.
What did it do? Hold back the water from erosion? What was its purpose as a plant?
Besides, I'm looking at it from the point of view that the plant has a sense of itself. I guess maybe that's not really true.
Self-preservation.
Yeah.
Oh, So anyway, but it's one of those things. So, Bobby, why don't we take our first break of this hour?
All right, sir.
661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Nobody knows like Finocchio knows. He knows our business.
For over 50 years, Finocchio Brothers Incorporated has served the commercial and residential construction industries with scheduled or on-call trash and debris removal. Finocchio can also supply you with any size or special dumpster. For prompt, reliable service with radio dispatch trucks, the ability to load at ground level, and always a competitive price, call Finocchio Brothers every time. In Connecticut, call 203-869-9099. Or in New York, call 914-939-5346. Finocchio Brothers, Liberty Place in Stamford. We knows our business. Call 203-869-9099 or 914-939-5346.
At Parsonage, their philosophy is to assist you in living life your way in a unique home-like setting that values dignity, pride, and independence. If you seek some assistance with daily living, Parsonage Cottage is a senior residence providing an affordable transition between home and nursing care. For many seniors, a little help with meals, housekeeping, and personal services makes the difference between happily living alone or being dependent upon family and friends. Their dedicated staff provides a full spectrum of services and activities to ensure the happiness, comfort, well-being, and independence of every resident. Parsonage Cottage is conveniently located off Exit 4 of I-95 and Exit 31 of the Merritt Parkway at 88 Parsonage Road in Greenwich. They invite you to contact them for a no-obligation tour of the facility. Call Penny Laurie at 203-869-6226. 869-6226. Parsonage, where you live life your way.
Okay, we're back. 661-5051. You're here with Bob and Sam. You know, just to go back to a little bit here, there's a letter to the editor in, I guess, Tuesday's paper. And the title says, Blumenthal's Hypocrisy, to the editor. I read the article by Ethan Fry with the headline, Blumenthal Seeks Judicial Reform. U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal seeks to enact legislation that would provide transparency and accountability to future pardons. In an article, Senator Blumenthal speaks of the clemency granted to Adrian Beilier, who murdered a mother and her eight-year-old son. Do you remember that case, Bobby? That was up in Bridgeport. Maybe about 10 years or so ago.
Maybe more. Yeah, I don't
remember. No, it was
that.
Even more than that.
All right.
Yeah, it was the mother and the son had witnessed this drug dealer murder somebody or whatever, and they were going to testify in court, and he killed them, so they couldn't testify against them.
Yeah.
That's Adrian Beilier, who murdered a mother and their eight-year-old son. He wasn't the only murderer President Joe Biden granted clemency to. There's no mention of these other murders pardoned by Biden. There was no mention of the pedophile the state of Connecticut pardoned to keep him from being deported. No call for accountability either. Yes, Senator Blumenthal can't keep from adding the pardons of January 6th defendants, but Mr. Blumenthal should take a long, hard look at who Biden pardoned. Rather than attacking President Donald Trump, perhaps Senator Blumenthal should concentrate on getting America's economy back on track. Senator Blumenthal swore an oath to preserve and protect the Constitution of the United States. He should take a long, hard look at that oath. Never mind liberal progressive ideology.
Ooh. Who said that?
So.
Pretty good.
J.T. Maltida of Milford.
Very good.
Wrote that.
J.T.
So, yeah, because there's all sorts of hypocrisy on the other side.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
And this goes along with David Rafferty. David, take a read on that, okay? Tell me what your take is on it. So, let's see. What else we got here, Bobby? I had one. Let's see. Oh, this is a good one, Bob. This is also a Democrat progressive movement. The voters there, lawsuit to limit people from the census is heartfelt. So the Democrats are upset that we don't want to count people who are here illegally because they're afraid they're going to lose representation. You're here illegally, and we don't want to count them in the census because you don't belong here, but we want to count them. It says here, voters in California and Texas affiliated with the Democrat group who want to intervene in a lawsuit filed by four Republican state attorney generals that is attempting to exclude people in the U.S. illegally from the numbers used to divvy up congressional seats in the states. So that's the whole reasoning behind it. So you get congressional seats based on the number of people in your state.
Mm.
So they want to count illegals, especially in the blue states that are blue now, or make some red states blue, so they have more Democrat congresspeople apportioned to your state. All right? More representation.
Yep.
The five voters in a motion Monday that the state attorney general's lawsuit would harm them by taking away congressional representation in electoral college votes from their states. The lawsuit filed more than a week ago by the GOP attorney generals of Kansas, Louisiana, Ohio, and West Virginia seeks to exclude people in the country illegally or temporarily from the numbers used to apportionate congressional seats after each and once in a decade census. The 14th Amendment states that the whole number of persons of each state should be counted for the numbers used for appointment. The process of allocating congressional seats in electoral college votes among the states is based on population. The voters from California and Texas said in their motion that the 14th Amendment was as clear as it can be. The apportionment would be based on the count of all residents. It doesn't say illegal or legal. I think that's what their argument is. During the first term, President Donald Trump signed an order that would have excluded people in the U.S. illegally from being included in the 2020 census numbers used to allot congressional seats. A second order mandated the collection of citizenship data through the administrative records. A Republican redistricting expert had written that using citizen voting age population instead of the total population for that purpose of was red drawing congressional and legislative districts could be advantageous to the Republicans and not Hispanic whites. Trump issued the orders after the U.S. Supreme Court blocked his earlier attempt to add a citizenship question to the 2020 census. Both Trump orders were rescinded when President Joe Biden arrived at the White House in 2021, before the 2020 census figures were released. The Census Bureau, Trump, rescinded Biden's order last week and started the second term, signaling the possibility of a push by this new administration to change the census in 2030. So,
If you're a legal alien, you don't have to be a citizen. You can still be legal, not be a citizen. And I would think that those people should be counted because—
Right. I do, too.
Yeah.
I do, too. You're here legally.
Yeah.
But if you're not here legally, you shouldn't be counted. And it's the same. That's a confusion. Trump's not going after the people having babies that came here legally. It's still, they're documented.
Yes.
Even though they don't have they have green cards.
Right.
They came here legally.
Yeah.
And they had a baby. Those people would be citizens. The people who came over in the invasion and had babies, he doesn't want to have that give them citizenship.
Yeah.
Because they came here illegally, and a lot come here just for that specific reason.
Yeah.
They were paying the cartel members to come here, the pregnant women, so they can have their babies in the United States. Say, okay, now they're an anchor baby, and it gives them the right to stay here, and their child becomes a citizen. That's what he wants to change. You come here legally, and you have a baby, then that baby is a citizen. So that's what that's about. But I think, though, with the executive orders, in a way they're good, in a way they're bad, because from presidency to presidency, they can be rescinded. So I think if you're going to do an executive order, that's fine. But once you write the executive order, you make an application to Congress to codify it with a law. So while it's working its way through the Congress, become law, and once this becomes law, it can't be rescinded by the next president. And that's what should happen. You agree, Bob?
Absolutely.
Right. So, I think that's the way it should be. I hope that's what he's doing. And now we have here Schumer complaining about local governments and schools and nonprofits and all that freeze that Trump had wanted. And he goes, he runs to the microphone with, Chuck Schumer, Jeff Markey of Oregon, and Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota. And he yells that it's unconstitutional what Trump is doing. It's not unconstitutional just because you say it is. If you read the Constitution, he has every right to do what he's doing. You people automatically jump the gun and you say it's unconstitutional. You find a federal judge in any part of the country that's a progressive Democrat judge, federal judge, and you get him to hit an injunction or a stay, and then you take it to court. Because at one point in time, the Democrats always legislated through the court system because they owned all of the judges. Now they don't own all of the judges, and they become frustrated because what should be go through the congressional process of laws and what's constitutional, what's not. They did what they wanted, filed a lawsuit, and get a judge, a progressive judge, to rule in their favor. So that's how they got away with a lot of stuff getting around the Constitution. So there's a new sheriff in town.
Yeah.
And that's not happening anymore.
Yeah.
Not happening. Not going to happen.
Okay. I'm the assistant sheriff. No, I guess that's not what I'm called. Deputy sheriff.
All right.
I want to take a break.
Okay.
All right.
661-5051. You're listening to Sam Romeo, 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Increasing cloudiness for tonight in the low 20s with wind chills in the teens, then cloudy for tomorrow. Freezing rain before 8 a.m., then rain after around 40. Wind chills early will hover between 20 and 30 with little or no ice expected, mostly cloudy for tomorrow night. Rain showers likely before 1 a.m., then snow, freezing rain, and sleet possible with little or no ice accumulation. I'm meteorologist Chris Rush on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
A new president is sworn in. America's greatness is being restored. And there's breaking news every minute. Now, tens of millions of Americans are turning off Fox and CNN and tuning in to Newsmax for the breaking information they really need to know. Reuters Institute says Newsmax is one of the top news brands in America. Find it yourself on all major cable systems and on your TV or smartphone store. Just download the Newsmax app for free and start watching. You'll get great shows with Rob Schmidt, Greta Van Susteren, Rob Finnerty and Carl Higbee, and more. Find out why millions of Americans have made the switch. Even President Trump says Newsmax is terrific, and he's watching. So make the switch to Newsmax. Check us out on cable and satellite TV or download the Newsmax app today. Watch us anytime, anywhere. Remember, Newsmax is real news for real people.
In the new heart-pounding military thriller, Valiant One, a routine mission spirals into a fight for survival.
Mayday, mayday, mayday.
We have multiple dead, multiple wounded. We need a medevac right now.
They can't get us. We're in North Korea.
With no rescue coming and little hope to make it back alive, only courage can bring them home.
Contact, run!
Don't miss Valiant One, starring Chase Stokes and Lana Condor. Rated R. Opens Friday.
Hi, this is Sid Mark with the sounds of Frank Sinatra, and the legend continues. This week, it's Sinatra and Basie, February of 1966, the Concert Sinatra, February 1963, and Sinatra and Costa in the studio, February of 1969. All of this and a whole bunch more. This week's sounds of Sinatra. My name is Sid Mark, and you're invited.
This Sunday evening from 5 till 7 on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
Okay, we're back. If you want to get in the mix, 661-5051, just let us know. Okay, before I forget, although we've had this cold spell and the ice has frozen over the Mayanus River and some of the ponds, I just want to put a PSA out there. You know, be very careful because, you know, it's warmed up a couple of days too. And you know, the ice may not be as safe as you think it is. So be extremely careful. I look out my window here at home, and I see them people walking on the ice on the Mayanus River, and you know, I get a little nervous because it hasn't, you know, been that cold long enough to really make it safe. So
there's a red sign up on the Valley roadside that says the ice is unsafe to walk on. So
right, and
yeah,
on the Sheep Hill roadside, there's no signs because it's all private property.
Right.
So, but there's also people that live on you know, alongside a Valley Road there that are private property too,
mm-hmm.
and they're entering from their property on the other side, down towards the Mayanus Flats. It's all, you know, it's public land, and they put the signs up, and on the other, right directly across from it is 7 acres of town-owned land also.
Oh.
That's woodland, that part of the Mayanus Pond purchase that Benny Benvenuto did for the town when we bought the Mayanus Pond and the Costco power plant for a buck, I might add.
Wow.
Benny did a lot of good when he was a representative and a state senator. And he always did it, you know, for the people of the state and the town. He really loved this town.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sorely missed. I think of Benny every day and all of his good works.
Wow.
And he wrote a lot of good legislation. Matter of fact, he wrote the Lemon Law. He got that passed. That was his doing. And plus also an insurance bill people were getting ripped off by the insurance companies. He got legislation passed on that. So, God bless Benny. Okay, what else we had here? I had, what did I do with it? I had a whole bunch of stuff here. Looks like a former advocate reporter got appointed to the White House counsel, Bobby.
Whoa.
He used to write also, too, for the Greenwich Times. Stanford, a former reporter for the Stanford Advocate who won a Pulitzer while on staff. The staff has been named to President Donald Trump's administration, Anthony Dolan.
Wow.
Who served as a chief speechwriter for former President Ronald Reagan and a senior advisor to former Secretary of State Colin Powell, was named a special assistant for the domestic policy for the White House Domestic Policy Council this week.
That's great.
Yeah, so local guy is went off to the White House.
Hmm.
Just like Jen Psaki, a Greenwich graduate, she went off and got herself a job at the White House as press secretary, and now she got her. I guess she's on her. She has her own show on cable. I think it's on MSNBC, I think. She has a show.
I see.
Hmm. I had a pager. I don't know what happened to it.
Yep.
That was. Did you take it, Bobby?
Reached right in and took it away, yes.
Right across the airwaves here and grabbed it. I had it right in front of me here, and now it disappeared. Anyway, Trump got his Pete Hegseth, sworn in as defense secretary. And then Kristi Noem, she got sworn in as Homeland Security Secretary. She was out the other morning, bright and early in New York City, doing ICE raids with ICE.
Oh.
So they're all out there.
How about a new FAA guy? Is the guy we saw in this morning's media?
Duffy, yeah. Yep.
He's a new guy.
Yeah, he's been in.
He's pretty good.
He got appointed. He got approved. He was on the job 24 hours, and he's got his first tragedy.
Yeah. Pretty big one, too.
And Hegseth, too, he's involved in that because it was a military helicopter. So they're both doing it. So there'll be a lot of investigation. And I tell you what, unlike past stuff, you know, they have all kinds of the National Transportation Board and everybody else gets involved and there's everybody working on it. And it's a big story for several weeks. And the next thing, it dies out. And a year later, you hear what happened.
Yeah,
I guarantee you, Bob, within the next week, we're going to have more information than we ever did on this accident by next week. And and I'm willing to bet they have a lot of information now that it's getting ready to notify and talk to all the families before they go public with it.
Yes.
So I'm willing to bet. So we're going to hear this stuff. So I guess you got three of, I think four actually. The Treasury Secretary, he got approved also. So I believe that everybody that's up now, I think they're going to give RFK a rough time, and Gabbard a rough time because they're according to them, they're traitors because they were Democrats. And they turned, and they're working with the Republicans. Hmm. Tracy, or Gabbard, she became an independent, but now she changed her affiliation. She's a Republican. RFK is still a Democrat. He hasn't changed his affiliation.
Really?
No, he's still a Democrat.
Hmm.
And I think they're treating him very badly. Matter of fact, I... Look, I don't agree 100% with him. Matter of fact, I had a debate with him about environment and global warming on WGCH.
Really? When was that?
I'm trying to remember. We had she had a host. She had a show after Bob McGonigal, and you remember? She's a nighttime show, and she was a liberal, and it was a nighttime show, and she had RFK on, and we're talking about the environment and global warming. At that time, now it's climate change, but back then it was global warming.
Yeah.
And he was RFK was living in New York, and I took exception to him because he was talking about global warming all over the place, and I said, "Hey, you live in New York, upstate New York, to boot, and we're being polluted with acid rain by Canada." From all of the coal plants and everything that's going on in Canada and causing harm to the Adirondacks, and it's killing our trees. And yet you're not saying a word about that. And you're talking about global warming all over the place. How about going after Canada and those sawmills and everything that they're doing, and they're destroying the Adirondacks? And we got into it. I remember. Oh, I can't remember her name. Why is that? You got to go to the archives, probably, and find it.
Boy, I don't know. I don't know whether it's going to show me anything.
It was a funny name. Walcar, or it was... Oh, man. Yeah, it was a funny name. And actually, when she left GCH, I think she wound up getting a...
Well, what the heck? I guess it's time for me to take another break here on Greenwich Matters. We'll be back with more with Sam Romeo as soon as we get him reconnected. Stand by.
This is Dora Song from Greenwich Library, calling all history buffs and family tree explorers. Greenwich Library is offering a unique research workshop that will change how you discover your family's history. Join us on Thursday, February 13th from 4 to 5 p.m. in the Learning Lab for a special program, Look Into the Past, Digital Newspapers and Archives for Genealogy and Historical Research. This 90-minute seminar will show you how to navigate digital newspaper archives dating back to 1877, explore extensive digital image collections, and uncover fascinating historical details about your family and community. Register now by visiting greenwichlibrary.org or calling our reference desk at 203-622-7910. This is Dora Somm from Greenwich Library and 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.
This is Connecticut's team.
And the Huskies celebrate championship time.
For three.
Yeah, he got it. With no time left, it went in.
The Huskies march on.
Drives inside. Alley-oop, and he crammed it home.
Very long one. Good.
Listen all season long on your home for UConn men's basketball.
Enjoy the whole season right here on 1490 WGZH.
Do not invite car thieves to our community. Do not leave your keys in your car. Lock your car. Lock it or lose it. A message brought to you by Greenwich Matters.
Okay, we are back. I hope we're back.
Yes, I hear you.
I guess it's trying to tell us, hey, break, Romeo. Yeah, I believe her first name was Amy and I want to say Walcar or something like that. It was not a regular, easy name. And I started to say she wound up on an FM station, and she used a different name than her real name, but I recognized the voice. I got a good ear for voices. So I called her, and I said, "How have you been?" I didn't mention her old name, and she said, "Oh, glad to hear from you again." Yeah, because I used to call on the show. She was the progressive Democrat, and I was the Republican conservative, and we. Like Don and I.
Are you referring to Amy Beth Arkaway?
That's it.
Yes, I forgot she had a show at that time. I remember she did a Saturday morning thing for a while, but I didn't realize she was an evening.
Yeah, she had a nighttime show too. Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yes. Yes, you remembered, Bobby.
Yes, I did. Once you said Amy, I went,
Arkaway.
Oh yeah, Arkaway. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, my God, yes. I wonder what she's doing. I used to have fun. I used to enjoy calling her.
Well,
we had nice conversations.
She's a very sharp woman. Very smart.
Yes, she is.
Yeah.
She is. And she used to say, with a modicum of respect. That's where I got that from.
Uh-huh.
You know, when we have a discussion, with a modicum, that she always used to say that. You know, let's disagree. We agree to disagree with a modicum of respect.
Yes.
That was her tagline. Oh, it was very good.
Yep.
Thank you, Bob. I've been going crazy.
Well, I did one good thing today. Yeah.
Yeah. There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Hey, major retailers that have closed their locations, Bob, here in Connecticut. I'll just give you some of them.
Oh.
Advanced Auto Parts.
Oh, yeah.
CMS Music.
Oh,
Rite Aid.
Wow.
LL Flooring.
No kidding.
Bob's Stores.
Yeah. Right? Yep.
Metro Mattress. Bye Bye Baby. GameStop. FYE.
Well, Bye Bye Baby was part of Bed Bath & Beyond, right?
Yeah.
And they're gone too, aren't they?
Yep.
GameStop, that was so successful. What the heck happened?
Yep. Mm. So Texas-based video GameStop retailer closed nearly half a dozen of its stores in Connecticut as of January 22nd.
I guess they're going to say what happened was Amazon. Yeah.
The retailer closed its stores in Nantucket as well as the Newtown Road location in Danbury. Mm. It also closed locations in Waterford, Groton, Orange. The company's website has 19 locations across Connecticut that are listed open, including two locations in Waterbury, locations in Southington and Bristol. News of the store closing comes with little more than a month after company officials made a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission announced that GameStop had initiated a comprehensive store portfolio optimization review, which involves identifying stores for closure based on many factors, including an elevation of current market conditions and individual store performance. So that was their reasoning behind it. And you're right. Amazon probably had a lot to do with it.
Yeah.
Probably heard a lot of these stores. Other than the Metro Mattress, I don't know how Amazon would hurt them.
Well, mattress in a box. And a lot of people are selling their mattresses that way now. These foam rubber mattresses, they roll them up tight, fit them in a box, and mail it off to you.
What's that Metro Mattress Sleepies? They changed their name?
You may be right. I'm not sure offhand.
It says here, having been sued for eviction by a trio of Connecticut retail landlords, Metro Mattress closed several of its stores statewide in September. Metro Mattress retail stores locations in Manchester, Newington, Southington, Avon, Clinton, Danbury, Shelton, Westport, all closed. Metro Mattress has no Connecticut location listed on a website. Founded in 1976, based in Syracuse, Metro Mattress at one point had 70 locations in New York, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Rhode Island, Pennsylvania. I guess not. I guess they weren't. But the mattress store now, I don't know what it's called, but there used to be Sleepy's, I remember, where we have one on West Putnam Avenue, mattress
yes. store. Yes, just down the street from Stop and Shop, yeah.
Right, it used to be Sleepy's, but now it's...
something else. Yeah. So, Sam? Well, I tell you, it's hard today. Keeping the show rolling today has been rough. Things come and go. And this was an hour ago, this same thing happened, where we lost Sam, and I had to fill with a commercial or something, and I'm going to do it again, I guess. And then that'll be the end of it for tonight, and I hope you enjoyed Greenwich Matters. We certainly do enjoy bringing it to you.
Your family is the reason you work hard every day. You clothe them, you feed them, and you support the things they love to do. What would happen if you were to pass away? Would your family be able to afford the things they have now? That's why life insurance is so important to have. It's a way to help replace your income and protect your family if you aren't around to take care of their finances. Instead of calling a 1-800 number, you can choose a local agent who will be there to find the right financially secure life insurance. The life insurance agents at Greenwich Independent Insurance are ready for your call.
Hi, I'm Lisa Bologna. If Medicare is in your future, we're here to help you get started with supplements for Original Medicare. Long-term care insurance can help secure your path to financial security. Let's discuss your options.
And I'm Ray Beninato. Times are changing, and life insurance is more important than ever. Protect your family's future. We can help.
Call, email, or visit Lisa, Ray, and Rick at GreenwichInsurance.com. 203-869-0302.
Okay, Sam, I hear you. And we can spend a few seconds. You're right. That's about it.
You can just say goodnight, actually.
Yeah, you can.
Okay, folks, we come to the end of this 2 hours, so good night, be safe, be well, and stay off the ice. Remember, lock your cars, and we'll be back here next week, 661-5051, with Sam Romy on 1490 WGCH, 1490.
This is your community radio station serving Lower Fairfield County and Westchester. 1490 WGCH in Greenwich.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Authorities are beginning to look at the timeline of last night's collision of an Army helicopter and an American Airlines passenger jet that killed 67 people near Washington, D.C. Aviation security expert Alan Deal says Reagan National Airport has always been a busy one.
Controllers who work that airport are particularly, they're selected because they are good. But still, we need to look at things like fatigue on the part of controllers, the manning levels in the tower.
At least 28 bodies.